אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
My name is Dr. Henry R. Liu. I've come here to speak to you today about my latest book, which is titled Patterson of Israel.
Who was Patterson? Who was John Henry Patterson?
John Henry Patterson was an Irish Protestant, a soldier, who had been discharged from the British Army in 1908 for supposedly having had an affair on a safari he was conducting with a woman who was a British upper-class establishment lady whilst he was in charge of a safari in Africa on which her husband suicided.
What is his connection to Israel?
When World War I started, he, out of patriotism, decided to re-offer his services to the British Army. He went to the War Office in London and they told him that they didn't want him. He then took himself at his own expenses to France and was told there that they didn't want him. And he then discovered that a former army colleague was stationed in Cairo. So he travelled to Egypt once again at his own expenses to again offer his services. He was told there that the only job available to him was one which no British officer wanted. He was expected in 3 weeks to form and train a Jewish mule train for Gallipoli, which was made up of young Russian Zionists who the Turks had expelled from Palestine. This was to become the first Jewish army since the fall of Simon Bar Kokhba in 135 AD. This resulted, together with all of Patterson's other achievements for the Jewish people over the ensuing decades, in Vladimir Jabotinsky describing him as one of the most remarkable Christian figures our people have ever encountered on their way through all the centuries of the dispersion from 135 AD onwards. Jabotinsky said was entirely true, and therefore it's an absolute disappointment that nowadays so few Jewish people have ever heard of him.
What is the reason that we never heard about John Henry Patterson? Because it seems that he had a very important role. He actually trained the first Jewish soldiers.
That's correct. His memory has literally been buried under the carpet of history, the history written by people who were victors at his expense. General Allenby and his subordinates, who were Arabists, wanted the Balfour Declaration to be overturned, and they wanted to have an Arab state in Palestine. Allenby went to extraordinary lengths. He got the American filmmaker, Lowell Thomas, to make a movie titled with Allenby in Palestine and Lawrence in Arabia, making Lawrence into an over-exaggerated cult figure and legend, and at the same time blew Patterson's story under the carpet. Similarly, Ben-Gurion, who out-survived Jabotinsky, whom he hated bitterly, tried to do the same for Jabotinsky. And because Patterson and Jabotinsky were each other's best friends, Patterson suffered the same fate. In 1933, Ben-Gurion referred to Jabotinsky in public as Vladimir Hitler and wrote a condemning pamphlet with a chapter on Jabotinsky titled Jabotinsky in the Footsteps of Hitler. Jabotinsky, in his will, had expressed a desire to be eventually buried in a Jewish state in Palestine at the request of the Jewish government there. And while Ben-Gurion held sway as Mapai Party leader and Prime Minister from 1948 to 1963, he refused to allow this to happen, despite frequent requests all through his reign of power. And this included Moshe Sharet, who was Prime Minister during his temporary leave of absence in 1954-55, presumably brought about at that time because of and by the Kastner trial, and also Yitzhak Ben Zvi, Israel's longest-serving president, and the one who served as president during most of Ben-Gurion's reign. And it was not until Levi Eshkol became Prime Minister in 1963 that permission was finally granted and paved the way for Jabotinsky's remains to be buried in Israel the next year.
We are talking to Dr. Henry Liu. Henry just written a book, Patterson of Israel, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Liu, can you please tell us about yourself? I mean, how did you even discover the story of John Henry Patterson?
Oh, look, it was purely by accident. I went to a Wednesday night dinner, which prior to COVID I would attend once a month. All the chaps there are people I've known for 50 years or more. And one of them mentioned that he'd read Hemingway's story, The Short Happy Life of Francis Macomba, which is about an African safari where a husband and wife attend the safari. The wife has an affair with the hunter. And on a subsequent day, when the three of them are attacked by a wild boar, the hunter yells, "Pick up your rifle and shoot the boar." The hunter shoots the boar, the husband shoots the boar, and the wife shoots the husband. And there was then a footnote that said that Hemingway based the story on the true life experiences of an African safari led by John Henry Patterson. And it also mentioned that Patterson led Jewish legions at Gallipoli and accompanying the Anzac Light Horsemen in Palestine, and the chap who brought it to the attention of the others asked us if we'd ever heard of him, and I'd never heard of him, and I couldn't understand how, having been brought up in Australia where Anzac Day is just such an iconic holiday and commemoration, that I'd never heard that there was a Jewish legion at Gallipoli, and I never heard that there was a Jewish legion accompanying the Anzac Light Horsemen in Palestine.
So, but you're not a historian.
I'm not an official historian. I'm an ophthalmologist, but I've written 8 books, and they're all history, actually.
So that's interesting.
I write fiction. I write non-fiction, and I usually look for people who I think have been done an unfair blow by history and have been written out of history. And so I try and revive their memory.
So that's fantastic. I mean, you've done justice to John Henry Patterson, and I hope that he will reappear in the history books. If people want to get your book, what should they do?
Well, in Melbourne, because of the COVID, it's only available in 3 bookshops. That's Jeffrey's in Malvern, The Avenue in Elstonwick, and Gold's Judaica in Balaclava. But people can either order the book from my website, which is www.henryrlu.com.au, or they can order it from the publisher, which is Hybrid Publishers.
Dr. Henry R. Liu, thank you so much and good luck with your book.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.